Good morning, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have Mr. Tom Bobrezny here.
Good morning, Digital and Fast. And I understand you weren't too
we
fast.
We weren't either last night.
Well, everybody's been doing a great job. It's a beautiful day today. And though we don't start till tomorrow, as everybody knows, we start way, way early.
So is it true that the ferries will be running to the North 40?
No, they'll run aground, I'm going to guarantee you. We're,
good.
It's a situation where there's a point in time where the weather controls you, and then you have to control the results. And that's where we're in, is that control aspect. And everybody's done an outstanding job of recovering. And to be quite honest, people are looking for reasons to come to Oshkosh, and they want to be sure we're providing the reasons. And obviously, we have the programs, and we're working to be sure the facilities are up to date, and people are being very patient. We're getting people in a little slower than normal, but the main thing is, if we do it right, it's going to be a great week. And we don't want to, I've learned the term patience is a virtue. Well, I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot of virtue the last couple of days.
Well, the campgrounds are muddy, but they are looking like they're firming up very quickly.
So. Absolutely. And, everybody's got a great attitude. And, of course, they're here, as I've said before, Dave and Eddie, the airplanes bring us here, but the real aspect of it is the people you meet, the passion they have for flying, but more importantly, the relationships they develop. You know, you come here to renew friendships with old friends, but more importantly, you make new friends.
Let's talk about some of the ground changes. We've already noticed you've put down this new stone base on these roads. That's really nice.
Well, for two aspects. Number one, to create hard surface for more and better mobility, cut down on the dust, and so on. But I have to tell you, the thing that I've found that has brought the most smiles is that a couple times a day I walk over to the new men and women's facilities over at Bendix King Building, Building D, and I walk in there, and there'll be people, when they walk in there, a smile on their face. I say that with a little tongue-in-cheek, but what is part of a whole aspect of improving the site to make it more usable, more friendly, and continue to make Oshkosh the home for people. Speaking of site improvements, the new Warbird Alley up in the Warbird area, if you haven't visited that, please do so.
Oh, not yet. We'll make that a point.
We're going to dedicate it tomorrow, and what's really nice about it, it's not just the airplanes, but the mine there to recognize the men and women who have served on a global basis over the decades. We all appreciate what they've done, but it's sometimes hard to understand it. And it's not just the men and women, but the families who've sacrificed because of the spouses and the uncles and the aunts and the grandfathers that are gone. And it's important we never forget.
That's right.
It would really be nice if someday we would stop generating veterans.
Yes. And it's what we all would love to see. From a practical standpoint, whether we do or not, we want to be sure that those that serve and the families are always recognized and appreciated.
I've heard it described, I don't remember where, but it was quite recently, that a veteran is a person that writes the United States a blank check.
Yes.
When he joins.
I read something the other day, and it was interesting, the fact that it put in perspective the fact is that we have elected leaders and others that serve in different capacities who make the decisions, but at the end of the day, the people that really serve are the ones that on a daily basis are quite in the trenches at whatever role, and they do it with honor and duty. Dave and Eddie, what's really interesting we need to keep in mind is the fact is that those who sign up to serve on a full-time basis know what they're getting in for. They know they may serve overseas, they may go into conflict, and the families know it, and we've been able to set up an infrastructure in many cases with base housing. But we're in an unusual situation now with the reservists and the National Guardsmen that have been called up not for a weekend or for 2 weeks of duty, but for a year and 2 years, to where their life situation was not set up to be able to accommodate for that long period of time. And, the impact on those families is far beyond whatever military families have faced before.
That's something I never even thought about.
Oh, yeah, the families at home, they're definitely paying the price for their loved ones being away, definitely.
And it was in a situation where, yes, you knew when you were in the reserves you may get called up, but nobody ever imagined to the level and depth of what it is right now.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
That has been a problem because there's been a lot of turnovers in reservist units. They come home, and then they rotate right back out again.
Yes.
Well, let's hope that...
And that's an important part of this year's theme. So, when we started off, we talked about people and the relationships and so forth. But, the weather looks great for the rest of the week. It's behind us, and every day is going to keep peaking. And I'm excited about this year, as I am every year. We've got a lot of new innovations going to be announced, and we've got the salute to veterans, the variety of airplanes. And just as we're sitting up here, and you've got a great location here, as you look out over there...
We hoard it very carefully.
And what's interesting, I'm sure, and as you almost become a reporting mechanism, because you see a change hour by hour.
We do. We see a lot of
stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing all the airplanes that are normally here when we get here that couldn't make it in. They're all going to start coming in today, I'm sure.
And I hope you can kind of call the shots as they happen.
But, yeah, but we'll seriously, give it a try.
What are those time-lapse cameras that you sometimes see?
Mm-hmm.
You become a verbal time-lapse camera for people from your perch here as you watch it evolve over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Tom, you have no idea how much trouble you're in when you say that.
Yeah. Now, we got all these DC-3s, and an unprecedented number of DC-3s mm-hmm. coming. And I'm really trying to scam a ride on one of them somewhere.
You know, I've heard that you're the king of the scammers, huh?
I'd like to be. I think if you ever ride in your airplane, I'll talk nice about it. No, that's just kidding.
Good.
That's going to be incredible. Did you ever sit back on a quiet night and say, wow, all of this just from some guys that wanted to build airplanes?
You know, it's interesting you mention that. That's a very insightful comment and question. The fact is that you're right. It goes back to what individual entrepreneurism can do given the opportunity. And you know, if you're isolated, but when you're together and you get that energy that exists in exchange of information, Katie bar the door. The other thing is that today the individual has the power they have in technology that they can have in their own home, which 20 years ago would only been at a Boeing or whatever else. You know, so it's harnessed. We're able to provide technology to the individual at a level never seen before, which allows them to make literally dreams a reality.
Tom, I noticed another improvement here, the waypoint towers, those tall structures.
And the whole idea there is to kind of give you visual locations. Of course, the best waypoint tower is right over there with the control tower.
Yeah, that's
it's become a symbol that, you know, meet me at the tower.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about that. For people who have been here before, they've got their favorite place, you know, whether it's the Brown Arch or the tower or whatever that they meet and kind of commiserate and meet their friends. For people who come here for the first time, what's interesting to see is they're so overwhelmed because it's like this buffet that you want to go through and you want to take everything and put it on your plate. And invariably what happens is it exceeds people's expectations. You know, they say, I've always dreamed to be here. And when they get here, they say, not only wow, but this is far beyond comprehension.
We call it aluminum overload.
Yeah, there you go. So it's this year, I've been chairman for 35 years. It's been the biggest challenge we've ever had. There's no question about it. But it's also been the most satisfying.
To follow on that subject, one of the littlest improvements that you guys made that I really loved was when you put street names in the campground.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like such a dumb thing, but it's been so good to say, we camping on 25th Street, mm-hmm. right near Shake. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Before, they weren't really marked, and you just, well, I'm kind of out that way.
I'm in the orange camper with the pink bowl.
Yeah, right. The tarp over the roof.
It's kind of like pick up your luggage at the airport, and every piece of luggage looks the same, and you have to differentiate.
Yep.
But,
yep.
You know, that's the part of the aspect of this, is every year it's the little improvements and the big improvements mm-hmm. combined to make it what it has become. And
But
we'll never put a dome over the site to keep the rain out.
There you go. And don't improve the campground too much, because that's part of the experience.
Yeah,
that
is. It
you
really
know, this
is.
Will be a year for people that are here. It'll be the year of another story to tell. For people that weren't here, it's the year that they wish they would. It's all part of the ambiance.
Yep.
You know, and you speak of the ambiance. I was out on a Bose cart last night making public service announcements about the mud and everything.
With a wetsuit and flippers.
And everybody that I bumped into was just in a great mood. One woman walked up to me and said, mud? What mud? They were all having a good time.
Well, I hope I didn't get a report about some woman getting bumped today.
No. I would like to thank the people that brought me the beer at the end of the day, though. That was well appreciated.
Great. Well, you know, what I want to do is to reinforce, welcome to everybody that's here.
It's going to be a great year.
What I feel is the world's greatest aviation celebration. We don't like to say we're the largest or the biggest. We want to be the best at what we do, and numbers take care of itself. It's going to be a great week, a lot of great programs. Stay tuned to EA Radio, and you'll be updated daily and hourly as to what's going on. But more importantly, enjoy the week, and thanks for being a part of it.
Very good.
Thank you for coming out, Tom.
And remember, if it flies, it's here.